Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Jane Kiel-Hefner and J.C. Shank. They're both on the executive board of a University of Missouri menstrual health student group called Period at Mizzou. They spoke about their organization, why it's important, and about some of the legislative changes they're working toward. Here's Jane.
Period at Mizzou is an organization focused on menstrual health and menstrual hygiene, and we try to destigmatize the topic in order to make it more accessible and affordable to buy products and also address policy, educate the public about this really taboo topic that is part of 50% of the population's health.
So just with talking with some people, we realized what an issue access to menstrual health products was in our community and something that we all kind of took for granted. And we really, you know, started to think about the own stigmas that we've internalized with our periods and how we didn't want to talk about them in public. And we really started to push against that. So we decided it was important to have these conversations and that we could use our position of privilege to really advocate for people who can't afford these products and make them more accessible.
One of our members of exec worked a campus job and it was minimum wage, and one of her coworkers had two children and had spoken to our friend about how every month it was a decision between a few cans of soup or a $7 to $10 box of tampons or pads. And that really showed all of us how even though this amount of money may seem small to several people, it really is a monthly burden, and the tampon tax in Missouri makes that even less accessible, which is why we're advocating for a bill that is hoping to repeal that tax.
So Missouri is one of the majority of states that has a tax on menstrual hygiene products as a luxury, whereas things like Viagra and food are not taxed that way. So what this bill is aiming to do is reduce the sales tax to the level of food. So it wouldn't do away with it entirely, but it would reduce it to the level of other necessities. And so this bill includes menstrual hygiene products, diapers, and things like adult diapers and other hygiene products. Like that.
And so we're really excited to see that bill continue on.
So one thing I've thought a lot about is young girls in poverty who aren't able to go to school during their period because they don't have the hygiene products necessary to, you know, be confident and know that they're not going to bleed through and be embarrassed at school. And that, you know, that hinders their ability to learn and is so damaging for the future. And we recognize this isn't an overnight process and this is ongoing, which is why we really hope that this legislation that's in the State House at the moment works its way through. So there's currently a sponsor of the bill, and we're hoping that it will get bipartisan support because it really is a common sense thing. It doesn't cost the state very much money. It helps out low-income people. It helps out people with, you know, diapers as well as menstrual hygiene products and people who have incontinence issues with bladder control and other issues. And so it's really helping populations that need it the most while it's costing the state very, very little. And it's something I think everyone can get behind.
That was Jane Kiel-Hefner and J.C. Shank talking about their student organization, Period at Mizzou, and some of the societal and political changes they're working toward. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Mackenzie Bagley. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.